This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Random on the show, episode 154. Amen. We locked in.
Amen.
It's your boy Jermaine Richards in the building, man. I'm here. Amen. Calm down. Listen. Be a baby train in the building.
Yeah, come on, man. Pamples on, you know what you
do. B Shell Sebastian in the building. Talk to him.
What's the word? What's the word? Welcome back, y'all.
Amen. And of course, man, none other than Big Eagle back in town.
Yeah.
Be it Demetrius Harmon in the building.
Yeah.
Talk to him.
Yeah.
That's Cap.
That's Cap.
Yeah. We need a new one. Quick. Give me something.
Stay away from my gooch.
Listen, man, what a very wholesome episode we've prepared for you guys, the people, man. Listen, we talked about all the important, hard-hitting podcast topics, man. Lavender doinks, giraffe versus gooch, Meech outflowering the fellas, Meech imports illegal alcohol, Meech with the yummy, Meech with the eats, and of course, man, a Japanese tribute to Jamaica, man.
Bruh.
Y'all know what y'all need to do to push the program, man. Drop a 5-star stunner rating on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all that, man. Jump in the comments with the yummies. Hey, man, smash that bell button, breaking down. Big thumbs up button. Enjoy the episode, y'all.
Italian sparkling waters on the table.
We only get Italian waters for special occasions, man.
You never drank Italian water.
Not to mention sparkling.
You don't even know water sparkles.
We got a man on the show who's been to Italy a couple times. Sparkling. Lived an elevated Italian life.
Sparkling.
Maybe posted a couple fit pics. Italian inspired. We got the well traveled.
Oh man.
Put a shrimp through some paint on the grill. Mm-hmm. Be Meech in the building again, man.
Yo.
Damn, damn, we saw this on fire.
Yeah. Y'all sounded like Ric Flair. Just not.
Who's that?
You know Ric Flair?
I mean, I do, but in one part. I know he said woo. That's all I know from him.
Jet fly. Limousine drive. Oh, yeah. Oh, and I'm having a hard time holding these alligators down.
Diamond ring wearing, kiss stealing, woo, wheeling dealing, limousine riding, jet flying, son of a gun. And I'm having a hard time holding these alligators down.
Good to have you back on the West, man.
It's good to be back.
Wait, you may have been our first. Who's our first guest?
I wasn't the first guest. No way.
He was in the old studio.
Yeah. Nigga forgot.
Oh yeah, no. The first one was Sting. The first one was
Julian.
Yeah, they don't count though. They like in y'all lives all every day. Hey, I be trying to tell niggas shit like that, bro. I be like, yeah, I'm out of LA. If anybody would be at a cooking show, it'd be like niggas I know personally. Like, I'm like, no, I like this. This not gonna move no numbers.
Yo, sometimes though, you do need like the yo. This is just gonna be a good episode. Niggas got to meet this nigga, and here's what it
is. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
You do need to move the throttle, if you will.
Yeah. We gonna move a throttle.
Speaking of moving, man,
you moving?
Now we had to do some moving to get up here, man. I'm sorry. Kev on stage got us up here in North Seattle. Yeah. Damn near.
He said North Seattle.
Everybody, every time I send the address to someone, niggas are gathered. Oh, fuck, nigga, look at that. Y'all up there in the pocket, man.
Bro, you know this shit, man. I'm in the Uber. He like, you want to play the Hawks or anything? Because this is a long drive. I'm like, what the fuck you want me to play? Stevie Wonder? I don't know. Nothing's going to just last for this. I'm going to go to sleep.
Yo, plugging in on a long drive is a responsibility, man.
It's a responsibility, but it's also the time you choose to plug in.
For sure.
9 a.m. is a little scary for me to plug in because I'm like, all right, man, if there's more than one nigga in the car, I'm like, what are we feeling?
Okay.
Cause
you gotta get that right. It's a vibe you gotta lock in.
I was about to play Travis Scott at 9 a.m. I said I can't do this to my brothers, man. They just woke up, man.
Depends on the morning, man. It's not this morning.
You could.
I play some Travis.
In the morning?
You throwing on the Young Boy 8 a.m.?
No. I threw it in a mix of things, like a medley of calm songs, you know.
Yeah,
stuff some schizo in there.
Yeah.
Calm and then schizo.
Get right back there.
I started with Sun Is Shining by Bob Marley, and then we took it from there.
Right.
We didn't get no heavy bass.
Too Jamaican.
For real.
Yeah.
Nah, Bob Marley's a universal language, man.
Yeah.
No, I get it.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
You ever been to Jamaica?
No, we gotta touch your heart.
Yo, I respect that, man. That was well done. And the confidence in what you executed,
I always know,
man.
It's coming too. I'm just like, I'm just waiting. It just came earlier this time. Word. We could, man.
Said we gotta touch yard.
It'll be it'll be good for the soul, man. Yeah. I'll tell you that.
And you eat more these days, man. You be exploring, man. Eats with meat. Did that get you to break through that wall of chicken nuggets and shit?
Shorty do. Shorty got me trying shit. You know what I mean? You can't go to Italy and just not try nothing. Yeah, I try something every time I travel. I try something.
That's respectful.
So I try fucking what's that shit?
Pulpo.
Octopus.
Pulpo.
I eat what's that shit?
Pulpo.
Shit, I'm lost of words.
You giving us no hints?
I have muscles. I tried mussels. That shit sucks.
What's mussels again? Cooked clams, basically.
Calamari is good. Fried calamari. Put some fucking butter on that bitch.
You drop a lemon on it.
Yeah.
You drop
a
lemon on it.
Lemon squeeze.
Bitch, fuck around and do whatever.
I don't think I'm ever making calamari, man.
No, hell.
I don't think I got that on.
I don't want to see her when she ain't got it on.
Yeah. She gotta have that shit on.
Bring her up, man.
I want her coming to me already today. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Certain things you gotta go to the source, man.
Try salmon.
You tried salmon.
Wait, like recently? That's
My family didn't grow up eating. I didn't grow up eating fish.
Fish. Okay.
Like most of my family is allergic to fish, so they just fuck all fish.
Oh yes, damn.
All fish. And anything with fish in it.
Yeah.
Only fish I had was like catfish, and that's just like go to nigga shit.
Is it?
I never had catfish.
I thought salmon was a go to fish.
No, the main fish. That's the new generation of niggas.
Really?
Catfish? They fry catfish.
Yeah, you fry the catfish.
You could do a lot with a catfish. Mostly fried though, like.
Throw that bitch in some goddamn butter. Batter.
I don't like whiskers too much though. So
whiskers?
Yeah, whiskers. Yeah.
What the fuck are you talking
about? Catfish got
catfish
whiskers.
Catfish got whiskers.
You ever seen a catfish straight up?
No, I ain't never seen a catfish straight
up. That's
like,
right.
Bro,
that's
why
it freaked me out. I'm like, bro, you caught a catfish once. And that was the first time I encountered one. We just seen a wild catfish. I had to ask my dad, like, what is that?
I don't like feathers either,
bro,
nigga.
Bro got whiskers.
Yeah, but he don't got that when I'm eating it.
Yeah, I ain't never did that.
But like, this is my first encounter with a catfish.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Not even a dish first.
I wouldn't want to cut him up and fuck with him. Either.
You know what I mean? I'm not. Yeah.
But he was on my hook. That's what I'm trying to get.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. We caught a catfish.
Real life in the flesh.
Had to pull out the Pokedex.
You held it like by the mouth.
Hell no, bro. I asked my dad. I said, "What is this?" By the line. I said, "Yeah." Nah, I literally did not know what it was. And that was the first time I figured out what a catfish was. And bro, I find it so funny on Twitter when like people see. It'd be the dirt balls of life. We just see a picture like this with a catfish with the lips, and they're like, "Wait, hold on, nigga." Yeah. You know what I mean? Give me a second with this fish.
Oh my god, man!
Sometimes you see a fish just like just doing something with his lips and shit.
Like,
yeah,
hold on, son.
Dark cut.
I saw this video on I think TikTok earlier. The nigga was feeding a giraffe. And the giraffe came through the car. But he had put the peanuts, whatever he was feeding the giraffe, down, and it fell in his lap. And the giraffe tongue came out and started. I got a drool. It drew it down. But it licked like the grab to the bag of food. And nigga said, "Yeah, you almost lost another sack."
Bro, I'm getting up, man. I'm in the back seat with
him. Bro, when I tell you the giraffe licked this nigga's whole inner thigh, bro.
You saw it?
I saw it.
What y'all watching?
It is Twitter, man. Bro, I saw it.
What y'all boys watching?
Hey, I'm on an eSIM. It's giving me different shit now. I'm in the world and shit.
Send me that. Let me see it, man.
You can't let TikTok know you're into that shit by watching.
You gotta like for every weird thing you watch, you gotta watch three regular things.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
catch some.
Right?
Yep.
Let me ask you a question, man. While we're on the topic of animals licking gooches, man.
I ain't saying all that. Now.
You got something for that?
What's your question?
That ain't the gooch, though, my G.
If he's sitting down and he's wearing shorts,
the thigh right here,
that's wait, get out of that trap.
You said the peanuts fell in the lap.
The bag of peanuts.
Okay.
The bag of peanuts is in my lap, right? I'm driving.
Yeah.
I'm feeding the giraffe. Giraffe come in. It's like, go for my peanuts. My thigh is there.
I don't feel like the gooch is there though.
It's in the area code.
If I'm, well, how do you sit? What you mean how I sit?
I'm kind of leaning when I was
sitting up. Yeah, Gucci.
Gucci. Gucci. Yeah. Gucci. Yeah.
Yeah. Gucci. You giving the draft.
You setting it up, yeah. Joe. That's what
you're doing.
They got an agenda. You had an agenda when you started.
You got a Gucci agenda, man. I don't got no Gucci agenda. I'm just saying the Gucci got
to
breathe.
But imagine though, you trying to, you afraid of the draft. You're not going to sit. You're going to sit like,
yeah, you Gucci.
You know what I'm saying? You Gucci in by that.
But that's why we different. That's why we different.
You Gucci out still?
If the Gucci.
I'm out the car.
If the draft after my Gooch, the draft after my Gooch, that's what y'all tell me.
What you talking about?
The draft. I'm just gonna leave.
We're gonna restart this episode.
I'm gonna leave the seat back.
We're gonna run this one back.
I'm gonna leave the
Less
seat
Gooch
back.
Second time around.
Hear me out. Hear me out.
Let me find the video.
Find the video. Okay. Right, and while you talk about that, while we on top of Gooches, we find out our longtime friend. Hung out with this guy many times. We just found out he's into that animal world.
What does that mean?
Is he furry?
Oh, that boy.
ED
from back in the day, you know.
Yeah.
Is he a furry?
What's that mean?
Like, that's when niggas dress up.
He dressing as normal.
He's
undercover with it.
Nah, he just
we can't claim that.
Nah, I can't say that, but
we can't claim that. But
we saw his PSP.
We found his PSP,
and there was a horse link.
No,
what does that mean?
There's a all
right. Yeah,
not
no,
reality. PSP,
and
Rushfield, yeah, Rushfield. Give him the Rushfield. Go ahead.
No, he was just showing us some shit on his PSP, and then he just clicked the wrong folder.
He slipped.
Oh,
and it was just,
like horses fucking.
Holy
yes.
But the soundboard's glitching and it presses buttons by itself.
Yeah.
But
that's perfect.
I needed it to do that. Yeah. Yes, that's what I said.
It's
holy. What is this? Horses. And he just like went back.
But his horse is fucking.
Oh,
so you're gonna say,
wait,
tell it.
She died.
Yeah,
of course.
That was in the street.
Yeah,
you so can't.
Take, it was like
what you looked at. What do you mean?
I was like after she like went to.
It was a little article.
Yeah. No, yeah. You remember back in the day they had like those weird videos like the cup to
that type of shit.
So one of them was like a horse thing going around. Everyone's like, yo, watch this, bro. But then he downloaded it.
Oh yeah, downloading this too.
To the PSP. You have to transfer.
You gotta download
it. Yeah,
you need a USB.
And downloading anything back then was crazy.
There's so many chances to get out. So many.
He's like, I need to bring this with me.
And you know when you download like some shit that you have to download, it sends you to the wrong site for a second.
You gotta come back.
X out, come back.
It's like, all I want.
The nigga said,
bro,
I gotta plug this into my cord.
You waiting for a transfer? Switching cards up.
Then you gotta check. Yep, they made it on.
You gotta mod your PSP.
Your PSP.
You had to mod his PSP first. You gotta understand.
That's to do plan. This with horse is crazy.
Oh God, HP.
HP.
Yeah,
HP. HD nah. HP, man.
HD.
And, yeah, it was 1080.
Yeah, it was a horseplay for real.
Yeah.
Oh so, man.
Man, crazy.
So why are we on the top? Let me see this draft video, man.
Bro, this
see,
video
and
is
the caption
ridiculous.
Is draft to lick my gooch.
Why are you guys on me?
Like, get off me, man.
But I saw the video, though.
You ain't reading.
You just reading the caption, brother.
He threw the peanut out.
Oh, shit. Okay.
But look at this. Look at
he
this.
Said, okay,
look
right.
at the saliva drip down.
Look how I said.
No.
Are those Versace shorts? Versace boxers right there?
Yeah, you kind of can't prepare for this.
I'm coming in compressions and long Jones.
Oh my God. Why your window all the way down, first of all?
Yo, the thing is, I'm not doing this. I'm not a...
The safari, the driving safari shit?
No, man. Especially not my whip.
Yeah.
You got a giraffe with his neck in my shit.
What kind of car you drive?
Any car. Yeah, no, I drive I'm in the Genesis G-Body.
Oh, yeah. G-Body.
Yeah, no. Nice. G-Body.
Yeah.
This how you drive?
Yeah, real time. Yeah. Depending on how fast I'm going.
Yeah. Yeah, one of these.
You got to go a little dainty sometimes.
I almost seen a nigga wreck when I was in Toronto, dog. I almost seen a nigga wreck. I'm talking about he was just going and his shit just went this way. Like, into the shit. Like, he almost, like, went off into the cornfield.
Yeah, it's going to
happen. Cornfield? The highway?
Yeah. I was driving back to Detroit. I was in Toronto.
Oh, okay.
That's what happened, man. Long drive.
I'm like, nigga.
Start seeing grass.
If I be honest with y'all, he was not going to get no help from me, dog. That's real spirit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Nah, I think that kicks in, man. You think I don't want to get messed with that.
What the fuck am I going to do with that nigga? What would I do?
Pull him up the car.
Me?
Call, yeah. You get the 911.
Yo, y'all got free healthcare, all type shit. Y'all better. The way them cops be outside trying to pull me over in Canada, nigga.
You get problems and shit?
Yeah, they be fucking with a nigga, man.
It depends on the driver. Right?
They almost didn't want to let me through the border, nigga. That shit doesn't make sense.
To go home?
They say, you come here too often.
To come home, they put me in immigration for sure.
Really?
Damn.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Really?
Damn.
Hey, that was intrusive. My fault. I thought you were going, my fault.
But yeah, that shit, I was coming in, and it was like, yeah, what you doing in Canada? I'm like, I don't want to tell them to come to work because they start asking too many questions. So I'm like, yeah, I'm coming to the shop. He like, really?
Here?
And he like, I was here by the other way around. I'm like, nah, but you know, we got balls and shit. Y'all got like the hidden gems. Stussy.
They got a global site, I think.
Y'all got free shipping.
You don't get done that.
Yeah, because y'all got that Spadina.
Yeah. I'm like, nigga, so, I don't know what to tell you. He just talking to me and shit. I'm like, this thing might lock me up, dog. You know what the problem is? When I was coming back, I had a bottle of champagne in my trunk. I didn't know.
You can't travel with champagne?
You can't travel with alcohol if you don't declare it.
You got to claim it, yeah.
Oh, you got to import that.
Yeah. So I brought it into Canada.
So y'all ain't get me.
They ain't get me going in. Right. I didn't know it was there.
So they pop your trunk on the way back?
No, this is
your interview skills.
No,
yeah.
No, listen. This is, you got to stay. It's fucking 11 p.m.
Okay.
Two black men. Mm-hmm. BMW.
It's always the BMW, man.
They like, nigga, now. We gonna find you something. He like, yeah, what y'all come to Canada for? He's like, quick little turnaround. I'm like, yeah, you know.
That's what's gonna get you. Oh, quick little turnaround. And then they look up at you and you're like, yeah, it gets so. In and out, huh? Quick drop off.
Yeah, it's Detroit.
I'm trying to get to my bed. So
that's the whole thing. The niggas talking to me in Toronto. They're like, about to go back home. Yeah, I got a fucking bed of mine that I love.
It's like right there. Yeah, Detroit. Yeah.
I can just drive. I drove here. He drive back straight. You know what I mean? He like, y'all ain't got no alcohol, no drugs, no weapons. I'm like, no.
You got that Ace of Spades in the back.
Nigga, it's Prosecco.
Oh, you know what I
mean? Anybody import $10?
This from the grocery store.
I just forgot about it.
I'll just throw it out, nigga.
But the nigga said it, right? He just kept talking to us and shit. And then he got, you know, they get serious at a point.
Yeah.
He like, all right, with a fucking notepad in hand.
So no drugs, no money, no cash, no alcohol, no weapons. I'm like, yeah, no.
Too good to be true.
Like, no, y'all niggas got no money on you. Y'all ain't walking around with no money on you. I'm like, damn.
He we got plastic, nigga.
Boy, talking about, all right, pop the trunk. I said, I looked over at the home because I cleaned my trunk out, like, slightly before I came. Got a car wash.
Boom. You might got a basketball with the Prosecco.
I told the nigga. I'm like, I'm going to be honest with you, Tiff. I don't know what's in that trunk.
Rubber chicken and shit.
Before you pop the button. Let me check, nigga. Put the seatbelt on.
I'm like, they about to go through that trunk. I don't know what's in that trunk, my nigga. This is, I don't know.
What could be there? Like, what's the?
Shit. Anything.
What kind of shit you got in your trunk on a regular Wednesday? What's in your trunk?
I don't fucking know
that like might be dangerous.
You might find a microfiber towel.
My gun.
Yeah, I mean, okay, that's different.
This the thing. The thing is,
you got a gun in your trunk.
No,
did you load it up?
No strap.
Really?
No, it's one.
Yeah.
He got that fire.
You gotta take your home.
I was wondering why the metal detector was going on.
I'm having some trouble at the door, boys.
You gotta protect your home, man.
Nah, that's real, man.
You got that. So you got that fire on.
Come back to the fire, though. I got some fire questions.
But see, the thing is, I know where my gun is, so I know it's not.
You call it fire.
I know my fight. But you know when niggas start asking you questions, that's like we taking a test. You know the answer.
But you
think about the answer too much, you think you answer wrong.
So I'm like, nigga,
fuck it. The gun might be there. I'm gonna have a person in the trunk. I don't know.
Okay.
I ain't been back there in that trunk in a while. You know what I mean? So I'm like, fuck. It's usually just clothes and shit, samples and shit. Nigga like, yeah, we're gonna send y'all through immigration. I looked at the slip. That shit said $0, some a bunch of other notes. I'm like, this nigga sitting me here for not having no money. This is crazy.
You gotta walk with a 20 on you.
Bro, we come outside, the nigga, they always go from like, I'm doing my job, back to like shrine show personality. Nigga, you just ruined my day.
I've been
in immigration for 15 minutes, nigga.
Yeah, it's too long.
Nigga, and they like, dog, like, yeah, what you know about 35mm film camera? Cause I have my camera in the back.
He's like,
that came out for you. It's probably even more. I'm like, look, nigga. When I was walking in there, you thought I had a razor blade in my pocket, nigga. I don't want to talk to you.
Nah, you're talking about film camera, man.
Yeah, nigga, get the fuck out of my face.
Yeah, that's real, man. I'm like, I'm not here to play with
Pick
you.
Pick your side, bro. Pick your side.
We're not friends. We're not having fun.
And they probably popped the sicko as soon as you left.
It's still in there. No, see, they good guys. It's still in there.
I would have popped that.
It's still in there. It's still in there. All right, sir.
Just let the nigga have a $10 bottle.
Cause when I got home, I never knew it was in there until I got home. When I parked at the crib, I popped the trunk. I'm like, what the fuck was I looking for here? Cause it looked suspicious. Cause a lot of my it was just an empty trunk with like random shit. So it's like I easily could have had to load in, load out, just left it empty. You know what I mean?
That reminds me when we crossed the border with some grass by accident. We just like made it to the truck. Like, oh wait. Is that fine, by the way? When you're leaving
you
from Toronto,
in.
You can't bring it. Like, it's not too much, but you're not allowed to bring it in. Obviously, it has to be on a certain amount. But since we're driving through Toronto and it's legal in Toronto,
to Detroit or to Buffalo, whatever.
Yeah, we crossed to Detroit. We crossed straight to Detroit. Yeah, from Newfoundland or whatever.
From Windsor.
You ever heard of Newfoundland?
Newfoundland. The fuck is that?
Newfoundland.
But it's Newfoundland.
Yeah,
that's where the Newfies be at.
Yeah, they call them Newfies. That's how you call them
Newfies and shit.
No, let me not say no.
That was all three. They used to say that shit.
Yeah, Newfies. Yeah.
Don't quote us on that, but we was. Yeah, I think. Well, it never happened to me, but I think it can be an honest mistake coming from Toronto if it's in your car. Mm. If you're traveling with it, all right.
Probably the amount.
Yeah, certain amount. We didn't have too much on us. And I know when you're traveling from Vancouver back to Toronto, you can bring that.
From the country,
you can bring
that put down the bird,
You can put that sticky on the plane.
Okay. All right.
You just can't write me.
Y'all niggas are so funny because it's like... It's like, bro, y'all Jamaican. This shit crazy. Mm. Like, y'all.
What's crazy?
That's the funny part.
Yeah, that's the funny part, bro. Like,
that's it?
That specifically? Because I'm sure it's pretty normal.
They don't even look Jamaican.
Yeah, they don't look Jamaican.
My image of a Jamaican is just a dark
nigga. We're just young. It's blended in there. It's mixed up. Hey, you know, they put the spinach in the yamini. You know, they got the spinach in there. But it's in there.
That shit supposed to be like banana. That shit supposed to be like banana in a smoothie. That's what I'm expecting.
Yeah, you just blend him in. So you got that file on you?
Yeah.
Sorry, I want to show you a funny video.
You got some Jamaican content?
I got some Jamaican content. Please. I'm about to drop in the motherfucking group chat. This shit is crazy. All right.
DJ Stefano.
Oh, man. Classic.
Ready in for a treat.
Yeah.
Where you from? Big old bro, Japan.
Where?
Japan.
What did he say?
No, I'm breathing.
You wanna breathe me? Where is it? Me want Star Wars to you meet under the sheet.
All right, here we go, guys. Get ready.
You going to work?
You going to work?
You going to work?
So get this the fuck out of here.
Damn, Japan. They imported a real one. Oh.
He meant what he said.
Yo. He Jamaican. All right, watch it, watch it.
He gonna stand on her?
Bro, I could get there, man. That's the crazy part.
I fucking knew it.
Nah, bro represented still, man. Bro represented.
I'm a little bit offended. And shit. I'm like, I can't do very niggas.
I don't know, man. I think that was a part of the show, because...
Oh, you think like she?
Yeah.
You don't just come like that.
Fuck you, mean you standing on my butt.
Yeah, I think he knew what to do. Yeah, but he could have been waiting for this moment his whole life, man.
I'm gonna tell you,
they'd be real passionate about
exactly about culture, especially our culture. You feel me? So I feel like he just was ready for it, man. He was like, he knew what goes on at the dance hall.
Maybe more involved in the culture, you know, understand.
Yeah, he more Jamaican than me.
Yeah,
that's
what I'm saying.
It's like, I ain't never stand on nobody.
I don't know how to do that.
Yeah. All right,
I ain't got the frame for that.
I
neither,
never
though.
Did that.
I ain't got the frame for that.
If I'm up, if I go to a Rihanna concert,
right?
Okay,
and Rihanna brings me up, lucky fan.
Yeah, lucky says, man.
Where
man.
You from?
Lucky yo, boy.
Yo, I said,
I give it to him. That's for me.
Yeah, and I said. She said, well, where are you from? I said, well, Japan. I'm not from Japan. I said, Jamaica.
Okay.
She's like, okay, what do you want to do? I'm like, well, shit, I'm trying to breathe. Niggas aren't looking at whatever. That's all right. I already gone too far. Then she says, okay. And gets into her song, Sex With Me, So Amazing.
Good song.
And she's dancing or whatever. Yeah. And I'm behind her doing that aggressive shit. And then I jump on Rihanna's back and say, oh, to the internet. No, it's just my culture. What
security
you
gonna have you in that.
Yeah. That's, they gonna jump on my back.
Security gonna jump on my back. You have a baby with security.
That's why they gotta have you in the Janet Jackson, you know what I mean? You know, the lucky fans are strapped up.
Yeah.
All right, Janet. I'm good with nothing.
Nah, man.
Yeah, nah, you're right. Look, that's a good point. I mean? That's a good point.
So, that's the only reason why I believe that had to be staged. Mm. Like, if it wasn't, all right, cool. They can have
security
fun,
and
like,
safety reasons and shit.
Yeah. You can't. Yeah. It's just like.
You might have got a boring guy, too.
I don't know. But maybe she's done that at other shows. And
how do you start that tradition?
That's just like something like that.
Well, she whined on him, right? She went and initiated it on him.
That's
so
fine.
She does that. It's the green light.
The
type
wine
of thing.
Is the green light to jump on her butt
in Jamaica.
That's what y'all be on.
Yeah,
that's what,
I've seen it, but I
don't feel like it's right.
Ah, for
like,
sure. How sturdy does a woman have to be for you to jump on her back?
Oh, you gotta have that.
That's
what
yeah.
Oh, me.
Yeah.
Come on, you gotta have a base on
that's
you for sure.
That's 6'4", 5".
Yeah.
Straight meat, man.
250.
250.
Jamaica jump on Serena back.
Yeah, hell she got the. You know,
yeah,
she got
he
the
could.
Support
yeah,
for
he
that.
Could.
Them quads.
Nah,
she got
he could.
That.
Yeah,
it's just, nah, it's just if he has a vert, she could squat up there.
Yeah.
It's a combination of holding her waist, pushing off her waist.
No.
And meanwhile, your legs.
Nah, it's a straight jump for some cats.
He was holding her waist. Mm-hmm. Took off from it's, the waist.
Nah, I feel like he jumped up there a little bit.
Run it back.
I know we can't get to it.
I'm telling you, man. Not to say I tried before, but
yeah,
you tried before.
Yeah,
So is that what it is? Yeah, you gotta do like the push off.
You gotta hold the push off.
It's like when a nigga
yeah.
jump over your a shoulders. Fence.
But you ain't had no hops maybe back then.
You need one of them super slow mo cams.
Too late. Mm. Yeah, just to see the you know the MythBuster cam.
Mm.
Just to see the dynamics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean the movement.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And also like you might have a lot of power like on your feet and your hands at the same time. Like you could probably
could be an explosion.
Yeah, that's like jumping a fence.
No, I'm talking about shorty that's you about to jump on. Like she on all fours. Oh. She pretty sturdy.
Yeah, that's mass support.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Why is she on all fours?
Because she was whining.
She was on all fours there?
She had her hands down?
I think she might have had one
hand
down.
She had her tripods on.
Her tripods.
Oh, yeah.
Tripods?
Yeah,
that's
real rap, man.
Hey, safe dancing, man.
Her tripods.
They got to switch it up, man.
Man, you still on them lavender doinks?
Nah, I had time to roll. No.
What's up?
You still off that pack, man?
I don't smoke.
Yeah.
You don't smoke weed? No.
Damn.
I get too annoyed.
You get
which
too
one?
Paranoid.
Oh, annoyed.
You call it annoyed on the D?
We went over this before, bro. We be cutting shit in half.
Yeah.
Remember I said
be off that
spittle?
Spittle.
Hospital. Yeah.
Yeah, you got to shave some words sometimes.
But
annoyed
sounds more than paranoid.
What does it sound like?
Paranoid.
It sounds worse.
It sounds
annoyed. It sounds close to annoyed.
Annoyed. Yeah.
Which is like king shit.
Y'all niggas just too proper. Y'all got the queen on y'all side.
Nah, my queen.
Y'all got that color money.
I don't recognize that queen.
My queen.
Black.
Yeah, be annoyed.
When's the last time you put a pack in oil?
Shit, I don't know. At some point. I get drunk enough, I smoke.
Mm. Yeah, that balances it out.
Yeah, so probably like fucking maybe like May.
Yeah.
Okay. So not long. Girl. It don't balance shit out. It make it worse.
For real?
Alcohol?
Yeah. I don't be like, oh, I'm three shots in. Let me smoke. I be faded, nigga. Then I be like, you know what? Might as well hit that bitch.
Let me get the blunt.
I get drunk enough, I be wanting to roll.
Nice. Good roll.
Oh, yeah.
I used to smoke a lot.
Oh, so you up?
Yeah, but it'd be like
Wiz Khalifa a lot?
I don't know if anybody smokes much. That nigga got a problem.
Yeah, that nigga.
Yeah.
So when you were smoking, you was just like always paranoid, but like just dealing with
it? No, I don't know. I think my purpose behind smoking was different.
Oh, back then?
Yeah, I was like fucked up. I was not fucked up, but I was like depressed. Mm. I was like, shit, it's the only time I get joy.
Yeah.
Off the tree pack?
You get goofy and shit.
Were you ever productive off the tree pack?
Most of me, Angela, like, vlogs and shit like YouTube videos that weren't skits were edited like high, so it'd just be like sporadic shit. Like, bro,
I'm about that shit.
It was some shit where I was just staring out a window, nigga, and I put Martin Luther King in front of the sun, nigga, with like a rainbow.
Oh, I do remember that edit. I literally remember that edit. Yeah, for sure.
I was like, bro, what the fuck is wrong with me,
bro? It makes for good edits. I feel like you're just able to lock in. Also depends on what you're smoking.
What type of pack you're
smoking.
I hate
niggas, dog. See, I be in TikTok Live, niggas be like, I don't smoke. Because niggas just assume I smoke because the shit I be seeing.
Mm-hmm.
And like, no, I don't smoke. They're like, nah, you just smoking the wrong strain.
Yeah, niggas gonna
I'm gonna come clean.
You gotta smoke with me, man.
Let me show you weed.
But it is.
I am weed.
Smoke me, nigga.
Why you? What's the difference? The Tupac pack.
You ever smoke a human pack?
Yeah, we get there. Yeah. I think smoking has to do with a lot of, like, I'll say the five elements of life.
Damn, nigga.
What are they?
You took us three. Is it four?
Huh?
So, you're talking about water, water, and
this
fire?
No, life.
Earth, wind, and grass. Yes.
Yeah.
When you said that, I just thought of the five elements of hip hop.
What are they, man?
I think like breakdancing, graffiti, hip hop. Yeah, it's like different ones. Yeah.
Mm. Just like a scholar. Yeah,
five elements.
I just know the five elements of this earth.
What is a Trevon?
Earth, wind, and fire.
That four, brother.
That's three. The other two I ain't gonna tell you. It's too dark.
Okay. Is that
no, water, fire, earth, like the Pokemon shit.
All right, what
that's
is that?
Four. All right, nigga, what was your original point?
So the five elements of smoking doinks.
Smoking weed, all right.
It's gonna be the surrounding.
Yeah.
So who around you, the environment.
Okay.
It's gonna be that pack that you off. So
okay.
Knowing what type of pack
Toronto, we're going to have certain Pat say this is going to do
y'all
this.
Y'all smoke some strong ass weed, though.
We changed our
mind. No.
They do.
I ain't talking about Toronto. I'm talking about you niggas.
No, bro. We down here. But I complain about the THC content. No, remember, it's too high, man. They in the 40s and 50%.
What do you want?
We down here in the 18-20s. Like, where are we going?
Yeah, we have the 75%.
I didn't mean to cut you off. I just had to let them know these niggas.
No, you don't.
I've been trying to, like, there's certain times I want to go to the moon.
Yeah.
That's when I know, like, I'm completely chilling tonight. Nothing's going on.
You off that Janet Jackson? Just tell me.
Yeah.
We got number one fan.
Hey, JJ.
You know what I'm saying? Just let it do whatever to you.
That's a JJ pack. That's what I'm JJ trying to do. Nothing.
Yeah, I feel that.
So, when I say environment, the pack that you're smoking,
it's kind of who, what, where, when, why.
Who, what, where, why. Yeah, like, what are you doing after? Like, after you smoke the pack. So, if you're editing and shit, you got to know, like, you got to line it up to say, if I'm smoking, my computer's already ready and open the Final Cut. So, I got to do this clump.
Yeah, you're not doing no files.
Go.
File organization.
You're going to delete some shit.
Yeah, you're going to delete everything.
Delete the whole file. Yeah, it's basically who, what, where, why.
Nigga, that was three, cuz.
No, hold on. Environment, smoker.
I really wanted you to land that shit, too.
I'm not going to lie. I just said five because I just have five fingers. I'm not going to five.
Nah, I feel you.
It's really about just prepping everything before you get into it.
There's a how-to, man.
It's a how-to because it cuts everything out after it. When you know what you're doing after you.
And you know you smoke with niggas who smoke wrong. That's not how you do it. What y'all?
Disabled, let's get McDonald's.
Yeah. Right, man. Yeah.
And don't even move them. They're like, nah, man, I'm straight, man.
We had hit that that pack in the park.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the park pack.
We hit the park pack.
What the fuck that mean?
See, I'm a pack in the park.
Before this?
We hit the park.
No, yesterday.
We hit the park, Pat, watching some football and some American soccer. We call it football.
Footy.
I got fucking blazed in Europe. I got blazed in Europe because I was out there. I'm like, man, soccer so cool. They said, huh?
I said, you right.
Don't you have football? Yeah.
But now we were watching basketball and some football at the same time and then put that pack in the air. And then we went to Trader Joe's and traded with Joe.
Slash. Yeah, all day.
Yeah, that's a setup. Domino's Wingstop knocked at the door 2 seconds later. What I'm going to do?
The guts are ruined this morning. I got to say, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm holding it together.
They're in the trash.
No, it's been a fart that I've been having, boy.
You said a fart?
Yeah,
a fart. You've been having a fart?
Yeah.
You can have it for a minute. Yeah.
You can have it for a minute.
Just hold on to it.
Keep sending that nigga away. Okay. Like, no,
that's
right.
Keep creeping on you all day. Like, all right, nigga, it's time. Like, no. Hey, chill.
Close it up. That was my family, man.
Come on.
That shit like that fucking Mac OS update, nigga. Remind me later.
Remind me in 15, because you know you about to leave a place sometime. Hey, sometimes I remind you that it's time to close the door.
Hey, y'all ever hold a wall? Never mind.
Drop a tear?
No, okay. But there's certain times where it just hurts my stomach so bad and I'm have to hold it. You need the Mewtwo on the wall, just fucking
little
tripod, man. I'm telling y'all niggas not living.
Yo, listen, I'm farting right here. I had picked a homie up. He had flew into the city. I picked him up and shit. And he stayed probably like 15-20 minutes away from my mom's crib. He stayed like 30-35 away from my shit. He got in the car, I said, hey, I ain't gonna lie, I gotta take shit right out, so I might go back to my mama's house. but I'm like, damn, I can probably make it.
Yeah.
Turns out I couldn't, nigga. 10 minutes going in the direction of my shit. I said, all right, we're gonna turn back around.
You turned around.
Yeah.
You had 10 minutes.
Now I'm 30 minutes away from my mama's house. Mm-hmm. You know what's in between that? Planet Fitness.
You're a dark man.
Bro, I did that same thing one time. I'm not gonna lie.
It's fair, bro. It's fair.
But you skipped the gym, you just went straight for this.
Bro.
Oh, no, you don't even scan in. I scanned.
I said, boop.
I'm like,
said, wow, 10-minute workout. You're really grinding.
Bro, I scan in and shit. But you know how your body feel when you get closer to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Like,
it activates.
I'm like, I'm talking. I'm like, cool. Like, all right, cool. I'm like, all right, I go straight to the bathroom, nigga. I'm in there probably 5-10 minutes.
Yeah.
Mm. Quick, hurry up, try to get up out of there. But like, you know, the shift ain't changed. Same people in the front, they know how long I've been in here. They
real
just
rap.
Saw me, nigga.
Yeah.
I'm trying to walk out incognito, hood on.
Yeah.
bitch talking about, you done got to make the You Matter hoodies, right?
Oh. I said, oh, shit.
I just dropped some matter off. You know what I mean?
This ain't how I wanted you to be.
No, baby, You Matter. Thank you for the toilets, man.
Hey. I said,
I thought I was weak, but I was strong. Pulled up. Broke down in the bathroom.
Oh man.
Broski was in the car?
Yeah.
The car's AC just going. It's just two separate shots.
Hectic in there. I ain't gonna lie.
How did yours go?
Yeah, so I was shopping. I had set out on my day to shop. So I was in a plaza shopping. You know what I'm saying?
You're not right.
While I was shopping, I was just feeling it. But I was so far from my crib. Like, I had 2-3 more stores to hit. But I looked to the left. I seen the LA Fitness in the place.
Yeah, let's get fit, man.
So I said, yo, I think I showed her, like, look, when I punched her, I said, yo, I just need to use the washroom. I ain't gonna cap. And she just showed, yeah, it's that way. It was calm. It was
this
cool.
This was in your LA Fitness, though.
No, this wasn't. I was in Saga. This was not
it's
my
not even home base.
You dropped the load off in Saga? Hey, fuck them, nigga. Well,
yeah. Okay. For sure.
Bro, yeah, I got all locations, right, bro. You know what I'm saying? I pay for
that's
that.
That's real right. Now, you doing a spider on the stall or are you sitting down planted?
Oh, I'm laying.
And I got to ask you that, too.
I'm laying paper towel and shit.
At this point, they got the little thing. They got the little pre.
Oh, they doing? Yeah, the bowl.
That one
don't fit me.
What you mean by that?
He
that
think it's fucked.
Yeah, that one don't fit me.
Nigga can't sit the tub. Nigga cheeks be sitting to the bottom of the tub.
No, that's real rap, man. Because you can have the skin and bones and just like whatever you plant is, that's where it's at. When you got the extra meat, it wraps around.
Yeah.
So now you're touching the parameters. Cheeked up sometimes.
I got a problem. We'll get off this topic after this, but I got a problem with. I said this also. I have a problem with using the bathroom in public because I got to get fully naked to do my thing.
Fair enough.
Really?
That's real. I got to get fully naked.
You understand
on the
Detroit?
The
damn.
You do that in Detroit?
I take my shirt off and shit.
That's respectful.
I don't want no dribble getting on my shirt.
Yeah. I hang it up like just on the thing.
Yeah, on
but
I just go Will Smith mode, you know.
The fuck's that mean?
Will Smith?
You ever see him in a crop top?
Oh, no.
Pursuit of Happiness. Fresh
Prince type shit?
Yeah, like back in the 90s type shit.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about the father, nigga. I'm like, what are you talking about? It's crazy.
It's me, man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, in the B-room? Yeah, that's just
me. Yeah, just roll my shirt up. Yeah, you feel me?
Yo, I don't understand crop tops on fellas, man. It's never like... Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, I can see. No, not even me, just anyone. Just like, nigga, pull that off confidently. I'm like... That doesn't work, man.
I think you could do it, though.
I do it.
But where?
Yeah.
You've done a crop top?
Yeah, I got a crop top.
Belly button out?
No, I'd be like, it kind of be like waist level.
See, that's
like,
different.
That's
right
different.
Here.
That's different.
I'm talking
I ain't coming like right here.
That's what I'm talking about.
The niggas ain't got that much to show. Like, you got to be like
it. You belly button out, you talking to me.
It'd be for the hoes. It'd be for the hoes, though.
Everything, man.
Like, every time I seen it work, it was like a football nigga.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
they do that.
They do it for practice and shit.
But
like,
they be taken to the streets at Quiznos with the, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because they be saying, I just live pregnant.
Yeah, they trying. It's for the hoes.
Are they trying to show the stomach to the hoes?
It's like a doctor walking in the building with their white coat on.
Oh, fuck.
That's respectful. Yeah, you could put that in the bag.
Why do they wear white coats? They don't do nothing. That don't help me.
I wonder if Dr. Dre started that.
It got to do something with cleanliness or something. I don't fucking know.
You think so?
Yeah.
Probably.
I'm going to say that.
You just trust a white coat, don't you?
Yeah.
I'm
not letting no nigga do no science in a
black coat.
Let me
see
on,
if this
man.
Works.
Yeah. All right, on the take up. Where you coming from, man? Hey.
You ever pulled off a trench? Without looking like a detective?
Nah, I didn't get him like a pea coat, though.
That's respectful, man.
Come on, like Thomas Shelby vibe.
Yeah, only P Code I know is Future, man. Beast Mode, Track 3.
They got that. Him and Thug got that song, though, too.
P Code?
No, they got P Code. It's not P Code. We can make love in the morning.
Yeah, it's not called P Code.
Mink Flow.
Mink Flow, yeah. Yeah. Please get a clap for Jeff. That one works too.
Jeffrey. Man, we closer to him being out, right, guys?
Yes. It's looking good.
Yo, it's looking good, man. It's
looking good.
Going
he might be
ups
might be
and downs, but they may drop the whole case. I think they did a lot. But the question I need to know from you boys is Lizzo canceled?
By the time this comes out, she probably
is. That's what all these podcasts is talking about.
That shit is so funny, dog.
The exaggeration, right? Where they're taking it.
Nigga said, forced her dancers to drink piss. I said, she was doing what?
She said what?
I was about to say, I know nothing about it. Yeah. I just see you right here.
You understand? I don't know what's real and what's fake, bro. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, they're mixing the fake in with the real. And I'm like, she told me to go get a cheesecake down the block. Nigga, that's not making it better. Yes, she did.
And people are like, oh my God, it's getting worse. Like,
all right, so, you're young. Yeah.
What is, let's break. This is why we want to cover this shit. Mm-hmm. I don't know. How do we do this? We do podcast. They cover. Okay, what's happening?
The little bit that I know is.
Fat I saw shaming. The documentary, man. Yeah. That ain't this, man.
Fat shaming. That's what I'm hearing.
What? That's what you told me.
That's what I'm hearing. That's what they're saying.
Okay. I thought you said that's why you're here. I'm like, well, we got to clear up. Okay.
Yeah, I need a platform.
I ain't deep dive too far in. Yeah.
I ain't deep. Liz will never like hit. She never like hit my.
I never listened.
I never perked my ears up for Liz.
She played the flute and shit. She.
No, she be blowing on that.
She from Michigan. She from Michigan.
I saw her documentary.
Oh, you seen the documentary?
Yeah. I think she went to Southfield. Or some shit.
This was real doc, man.
Okay.
I don't know much about that's what. See, that's why I don't talk about shit.
I liked her, man. She just seemed like a regular girl from school and shit, cheerful and shit, singing and blowing and shit.
So she's not that.
I don't know.
Nah, I mean, you never know behind the scenes. I definitely don't know. Niggas out my house the whole time.
No word.
But that shit crazy. If that's
what it'd be some cold blooded shit if she said half the shit I read. But
if she was half the shit I read, boy, she better clutch that flute tight.
Yeah, that's her backup career. Nigga, just all flute.
Start blowing.
Musicians get canceled. Like, just straight instrumentalists get canceled.
Instrumentalists.
Like, I feel like they're not like, hey, man, this big trombone player. So
no
this
one's
crazy.
Canceling a pianist.
But see, you know the thing that's on the fucked keys. Up. Yeah. The thing that's fucked up with, if this is true, is like her whole thing is built off like body positivity and playing the flute.
But that's what's capped about most of these. Man,
it's a brand. It could be
go
good
off,
branding.
Go off.
It's just when I see a lot of things online, it's just like it's too much, and it's like, okay, what is this really about? Because then this shit will come out, and it just flips the whole script, and now everyone's like, wait, we just supported this girl or this woman for the past 2 years, and she it's almost like she got you guys.
If it's true, we don't know shit. That's the thing. True, I don't even fucking we don't know.
But you gotta understand, like that's kind of like. You got media training. Wait, they got media training.
Once niggas get that agent, that marketing team, nigga, you no longer a person, you a product.
Mm-hmm. That's real, bro. Yeah.
So, nigga, you pushing, it's like targeting Lizzo to send one and the same, nigga. Yeah. Something to be sold.
Yeah.
Targeting Lizzo, that's crazy, real, man.
It's just, her shit is so extreme, that's probably everybody, though.
Yo. Oh, man. Nigga, turn my shit off, nigga. Hey, I'm sick because I hit the right button, too. I'm trying to do claps.
We'll see what it is, man.
They don't want real niggas on there, though.
That's what they don't want, man. That's what they don't want, man.
Real niggas. Mm-hmm.
That's the problem, man. And they let the goddamn aliens through the door.
That's real rap, man.
I don't got enough capacity to give a fuck about no aliens right now.
Bro, until I see a video, man, I completely feel that. Like prove it. I'm tired of this fucking speculation.
All the speculation.
All the old story.
It was 1992.
Like, yeah, right, nigga. It was.
What an alien gonna do with a nigga like me?
I don't even want to test that.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, I don't even know what I mean? Like, you think alien will come down here and be like, give me Jermaine? No.
Yeah, I mean, Demetrius. I'm talking to him.
No, I seen that nigga even cooking this shit. I'm trying to figure that out. That nigga left some steps out that instruction menu.
This is what scares me. If the aliens are able to understand and operate the internet, then there's a slim chance they know us.
Like,
there's a slim chance they watch.
They getting them radio waves. They probably get our content.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So they could say, I need this Demetrius nigga funny.
Yeah, you're right. It could be fans or shit. Yeah.
I ordered a hoodie. Where is it?
Nigga, there's no shipping cost.
Thought y'all shit worldwide, nigga.
Is it just another world? Yeah.
Yo, I had a thought, man.
What's up?
You done drop some scholarships on some young bloods and shit. You know what I mean? Dude, a good positive force
damn,
in this world
can't
and shit,
right
man.
Now.
Yeah, I'm working. I ain't getting the scholarship. How do you feel if somebody just flunked on that scholarship, man? You just find, hey, man, how school is just. Yeah, just kind of smoking that pack, not really going and shit.
That's on them, man. That shit don't mean nothing to me.
How many scholars you done put up?
Probably like.
We locked in.
probably like 75K worth.
God damn.
How many
scholars?
So I think I did five that was $10,000, then I did 10 that was $5,000. If I did that math right.
Nice.
So that's 100K.
Yeah.
I might be lying to y'all.
Yeah.
But it's 75K to 100K one and two.
Damn. That's mad respect.
But I only did the scholarship shit twice, and then I did like a black business grant before I like scholarship.
Really?
This shit is glitching.
Fire.
I definitely be on some dad shit. Like, hey, how's school?
man.
Let me see.
Hey, it'd be crazy, bro. I'd have seen niggas that I liked and then gave a scholarship to like later on and shit. I'm like, oh.
And then they up.
They up. I'm like, nigga, you touch your life around.
Nice.
Yeah. Off the scholarship, you're saying?
Yeah, like, not like they was fucked up before, but it'd be like. I have to like speak to him after, like, you know, I give him a little congratulations, let him know they're winners and shit. So I usually end up following them, staying.
I took
a year off and then boom boom, you feel me? But
yeah,
I really be doing that scholarship shit. So it's like niggas who ain't getting a traditional scholarship.
Yeah,
like, if you're going to school to be a lawyer, congratulations. You can get a scholarship from anywhere else. But if you're going to school to like fucking screenwrite, nigga, and you not the best screenwriter, nigga, but you got passion. Like seeing the passion through nigga shit when I was like going through like entries, that's what got me.
Yeah.
Like, it was certain shit that where it was they job, like their job that they wanted wasn't even like conventional.
Yeah.
It's like, nigga, you really believe in the shit. You just might believe in you.
Yeah. I didn't even think about that. Just the fact that you know, certain courses tend to get scholarships versus
because we need that shit more than, you know, quote unquote, we them as like essential workers and shit like that. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of hard to be like, yeah, I'm doing cinema.
Yeah,
I'm studying cinematography, nigga. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, nigga,
for sure.
Even if and when I did the Black Business Grant, it was like, nigga, anybody, you know what I mean? It could be a YouTube. I gave a grant to like designers. You know what I mean? Nigga, like, yeah. Well, I'm like, what would you use this for? And nigga, like, I need a fucking new laptop, nigga.
Yeah.
I've been using this MacBook Air 2013.
Yeah.
I'm like, nigga, you got no story. That's nuts. You know what I mean? Like, and it was some niggas too I reached out to, and I'm like, oh, you just like what they said was like, I just needed a new lens. And the lens is like $1,000. I'm like,
that's real.
I'm not gonna give you $10,000, but I give you little K.
Yeah,
on the side.
Little
lowercase
K.
You know what I mean? Like
lowercase K.
Little one ball.
And that helped, man. Just a lot of times seeing just someone else pull up and just say, yo, I got you. That's why God's Plan video was so big for Drake, because it was like, all right, Drake can do that a million times and he's not going to be touched. You know what I mean? But it's just like, all right, I see you here, boom, bop. And I may give him, because one of the girls that he gave a
scholarship
to, she graduated or something. Twitter followed up, right?
Nice.
Love a good follow-up, man.
Yeah, you think I love them Where Are They Now joints.
Yeah, you think there's any pressure, like, when you get a scholarship? Like,
I gotta fuck
it. Yeah, I gotta go. I think if it's that type of pressure, then it's a wrong scholarship. It's more so, like, that person doing it to say, like, I believe in you, like, keep it going type of thing. So it's like, however that
but like
goes,
I ain't never
like,
got a scholarship, though, so I don't know. I ain't go to college.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, I definitely feel that pressure. Even if it's something you want to do.
Yeah.
I don't know, just the nerves of like, oh, shit, this shit is real, nigga. And
yeah,
you know,
for
real.
Sure,
I can't fuck this up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sometimes just those intrusive thoughts of like, damn, I might fuck this up.
Especially you, like, shorty from the Drake video, like, bro, you probably, come on.
Everyone saw me. Everyone saw me. They gonna follow up to us on my ass.
Yeah, you know, people at school are like.
For sure. For sure.
You know
what I'm saying? You gotta.
The I should've got this is crazy.
Yeah, you be seeing the hate in the comments. Yeah, congrats, nigga. Fucking, let's see what you do with this shit.
Yeah. Is there God? Cause that ain't a plan. Right. What the fuck does that even mean, bro? I didn't make the song.
Meet you a flower man. Yeah, you know what I mean? You scroll through the Yameen and you see a bunch of flower events. You scroll through your Yameens. There's a lot of flower events, if you will. Yeah, a lot of flower
action. Flower posts.
Talk, bro.
What y'all talking about?
You like a flower,
flowers.
Man. You got flower. You making niggas look bad out here, man.
Niggas
do too much flower action.
Yeah, I got a flower budget. You know what I mean?
Except for every year allotted a lot of shot.
Amount of money I can spend on flowers.
That's just fair. You ever feel like it's like you pulling the same rabbit out the hat every time, same trick?
I trick it up every now and again. You know what I mean? But regardless, it's flowers.
That's a good
nigga
to answer.
Yeah.
I trick it up every now and again, nigga. But it's like, I want to do something nice. I'm like, flowers.
You know,
I just did this. I got it. But if they really.
That's what you
got
to make it grand, though. You got to make it grand when it's like that, though.
This shit costs a grand sometimes, though.
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
You get 2 grand. I saw you with the fucking.
Yeah, I had 999 flowers.
Jesus,
that's
outflowering niggas, man.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that's when you trick it up. You know what I mean? So then you do that, then there's no flowers.
Yeah.
Then you come back just 12 piece. You know what I mean?
Like, this shit is fucking wild.
That's what I'm talking about.
This is wild. Like, I can't do this shit like that, man.
Yeah. And he's sitting there waiting, like, y'all gonna come picking this
flowers.
Up. You know what I mean? Is that 999 count the petals on the floor?
Nah, the petals just came from like
I think it was around Valentine's Day. So the floor, I'm cool with the florist. Mm. So the florist had like, I had hit her about this idea a minute ago. She had saved like the petals that she picked from the Valentine's Day flower reception.
Mm. This is an event, man.
Yeah, damn, I do my best, man. And then I got the unreleased You Matter University varsity on.
That's
just slight, though. That's just in the background. We do the marketing with it because I already know how that's going to go when it gets seen.
Yeah. Yo, ladies be loving this shit. They tweet about these flowers. Where are the niggas like this?
Niggas, it's a photo of me in ninth grade. I always like flowers, though. Like, women, like, you know what I mean? Just in general. I didn't send my brother's flowers. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I never got flowers.
Just a good, the smell of flowers is great.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Even looking at a flower in them.
But I had gave this girl, she used to get picked on and shit in ninth grade. And I had gave her some flowers on Valentine's Day. I gave her a flower and a bear. That shit still go viral. And really? It'd be so much discourse about it. Like, why the fuck? They looking down on her. I'm like, no, bro.
They looking down on her.
Because at the time, it was like negative. Me and my girl at the time, I was dating like ninth grade. And we were just at lunch, and I had just gave her the flowers. Like, dude, I forget her name was like September, not September. I forget what her name was. Autumn or something.
November, some one of them.
Yeah, one of them.
I knew in that area of the month.
One of the seasonal joints.
Spring, home.
But gave her that shit, and it was really like, it wasn't like a moment. I didn't expect what needed to be a moment, but I got no classes with her. You know what I mean? But I just know how niggas was treating her in school and shit, and I'm just coming from like, that's my first year in that school. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, for sure.
Somebody had took a picture of that shit. I had posted it. You know what I mean? Just as a kind of like a,
niggas gotta do better shit.
Yeah, you feel me? Like, yeah. I don't even think it had no crazy caption. It was just like, yeah, like this is this, the, you know what I mean? You can, everybody deserve flowers on Valentine's Day. Mm. That shit happened when I was 15, right?
God damn.
That shit still be going around today, like discourse, like grown ass people, like, nah, but you see, like, he got this girl on his arm and he looking right down on her, like, making it whole own narratives, nigga. I'm like, nah, niggas was cooking her. Like, I was really just trying to make her day, but like, I almost got suspended about that shit.
What?
Like, once. Like, she was happy about it when it happened, but once, like, her mom, like, seen I had posted it, and she, like, flipped it and convinced her that I was, like, trying to make a mockery out of her. You know what I mean? So when I gave it to her, she was happy. Like, she's real, like, happy. That's probably the first time I had seen her smile then, nigga.
She probably going to be
like,
scared
a week later,
forward,
nigga,
man.
They like, yeah, Demetrius.
We got you.
It's over. How the fuck did I do?
You crossed the tweet threshold. Too many retweets, nigga. I see your plan.
I understand what's going on here now.
Man, when was the last time you put a nigga through the table in the comment section?
What that mean?
Like, when somebody just talking messy, you just catch one of them.
You gotta do that sometimes. I don't even be arguing with niggas no more because that's just such a slippery slope.
Yeah.
But I just hit niggas with a smooth. Nigga, shut the fuck up.
That's all you need sometimes, right?
You know what I mean? Like, I had posted a video, which I planned on being like a series for the cooking shit, but I was showing people how to start, like, their coals for the grill. Mm-hmm. But I'm just going from, like, nigga, step one, like, in like beginner, you got coals and you got lighter fluid, cool. That's how I learned how to do it, too.
Yeah.
Then there's the natural, like those same coals. Then you can switch your coals up, get the natural coals.
I don't know
chimney.
Nothing about coals. We were just talking about this the other day.
Talking about that coal tub. Yeah.
You don't know how to like coals?
Nah, man.
It's pretty easy.
Keep them bitches lit and maintain the temp.
I just feel like, I feel like we did try it once, and it smelled like too much. It just smelled like gas. Like the shit that we're squirting. I'm like, my food's going to taste gassy.
So you got like, that's why I was explaining, because it's like, you can get a chimney, and the chimney is just like, it's open at the, it's not even open at the bottom, but it's like a little thing holding the coals that you pour on over top. Mm-hmm. You can get your fire starter, put it in right there, and all the coals are stacked up. So once them bottom ones light, it just light these up. Mm-hmm. Once they all lit, you just pour it in.
That's what that thing is.
Mm-hmm. So you ain't got to add nothing to it. You ain't got to add no like type of lighter fluid, nothing, no gas, you feel me?
Yeah.
It just take a little bit longer, but it's natural.
Yeah.
Then you got like natural lump coal, which is bigger than like the little briquettes. Mm. That's all shit of like, nigga, I'm about to be grilling consistently this summer. But if you just at the park and you got designated to be the nigga in the grill, you got charcoal and you got briquettes, my nigga. So okay. I'm showing niggas how to light that. Nigga, like, look, nigga, fucking using propane. Like,
I'm like,
a
barbecue, bro?
This is nigga, first time on the grill. I'm like, nigga, shut the fuck up. What's wrong with you, bro? Nigga, you're 30.
That's probably his territory, man. He's grill master for his friends and shit.
I'm doing it right.
I gotta show niggas, dog, because I be smoking ribs and shit. You know what I mean? I do my thing.
Yeah, that's respectful, man. I respect a good coal grilling, man.
Yeah, because
you gotta. Is you in the elements?
Yeah, you can't
cool nothing down.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Well, you just put the if it get too cool, you fan it
add oxygen to it to get the fire bigger. But if you want it cool, you smother it. You close everything to the top of that bitch. Make sure the vent slows.
The vent. Bring him down.
Yeah, so then even the vent being open, that bring air into it too.
Bruh. This shit is broken, man.
Yeah.
Bruh. Are we going with Wally broke it? Are we, is that what
I was speaking from before, but that didn't help it.
Yes. I believe Wally broke it.
I believe it.
I want to get Waleed on my show. He made some arrays the other day, like the flatbread with the lamb meat.
Oh, it packed in, right?
Yeah, yeah. I said, that's what it's called. This nigga crazy. Yeah.
No, he's, bro, he pulled that out the hat one time. Like, we just knew him for a little while, and then he just like, yo, let's go to the grocery store. Picking out a bunch of shit. Like, what are you doing? Made that shit. It was the fucking the most amazing thing ever.
Really? I made him and Trey some
Oh, the beef burger. Yeah, the beef burger. But same, it was the same.
Because the Waleed just got put onto that, the new steez of packing it.
From TikTok?
Not from his boy. But he perfected it a little bit better than his boy that showed him. But that day, he was running with it like a bit. Like, he couldn't cook. And we knew Waleed for being like, all right, putting us on the food spots, but never cooking. And just like, I don't know how he was running with it. It just made it seem like he didn't know what he was doing. So we're at the grocery store. We're like, yeah, we'll get everything. Like, what do you need? We're in Canada this time. He's just grabbing everything. He's like, do I need this? Ah, fuck it. Throws in it. I'm like, all right, hold on. What the fuck is going on, man? And then we went to the barbecue, and he formed these, it was like just ground lamb, and he chopped a hell of like spices and peppers and rah rah rah. Close that bitch up, put it on the grill, then put it in between the what was it, a bread, but he kind of split it, put it in there, a little pita, grass in there. He had, oh man, grass. It was fucking busting. it was busting, man. That shit was good. Waleed can cook. He's good on cooking meats.
He's a meat master.
He's a meat master. Yeah, he's real good, man.
I think I like to challenge him on that.
Yeah. Honestly, I do.
Meat off.
Do a little fit.
He on the calls? I don't know if he's on the calls.
He not on the calls. I know a nigga like him. He not on the calls.
I don't know. I can't
he a flat top propane man. I can tell.
Yeah. I don't know. Coal is a different.
That's a different monster.
Yeah. Because you got that. You doing wood chips?
Yeah, I do the wood blocks.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, you know
if I'm smoking them, though, if I'm smoking,
I love a good smoked anything, bro. Smoked any animal, I'm there, bro. Why do you think I smoke?
I had my family came over like probably like July 2nd because I think July 4th was like a Tuesday or Monday or some shit. Nigga, I woke up maybe like 8 a.m. Seasoned, I had the ribs already seasoned, nigga. Started the smoker. It's an offset smoker, so the smoke come in. All the meat not even over no fire. It's just smoke going through the.
Oh, you have this?
Yeah.
Nice.
And so, nigga, I think I was on that grill for like 7 hours, just perfecting that bitch, just spraying it, spritzing it, moving it over, nigga. Them ribs were so good, niggas ate my plate. Like, you know how you. That fucking reserve plate up.
Like, yeah.
I ain't hungry right now because I've been fucking with this food all day.
Yeah.
I put my shit in the microwave, nigga. I put my shit in the oven, nigga. Nigga whip my oven, bro. I said, you niggas are disrespectful, bro, but that's crazy.
You're like, I
did that.
Yeah, it's kind of like, yo, it's good, huh?
Fuck. Yeah, all right.
I ain't that, man.
All right.
How y'all niggas take 8 bones? This is crazy.
You never met my dad, man. My dad is on that shit.
Your dad.
He'll give it to you and take it back.
And it was funny because he went to the ribs. He went to the rib fest.
Smoked ribs, man. Yeah. Smoked ribs. Make a nigga just act. Yeah. I mean, crazy. All morality goes out the door. Yeah. And just say, I need them real.
Yeah. It's like, it's like, you guys all watch They Clone Tyrone? You watch?
I ain't watch it.
I ain't finish it.
I'm waiting to watch. I've been wanting to watch it, but I'm waiting to watch it.
It's good. Anyways, there's something in them ribs that making the guy crazy. But
how you feel about a habitual fridge popper?
Don't go in my fridge.
Yeah, that's where it's at.
I had to tell my shorty that, like,
it depends on the human, though.
It depends on the human, but like, it's just common knowledge. You ask. You know what I mean? Like, I'll be over the homie crib, and he be saying shit like, yeah, yo, my house, your house. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel that.
Not my fridge.
Do you mind if I get a cup?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, cool. I'm going to grab a cup.
100%.
Try to get some water out the fridge. Yeah. You don't know what fucking nigga got his fridge.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, nigga,
you
got to
ask. No, I'm going to ask every time. You know what I mean? I'm going to hit you with the same thing, too. Like, you ain't got to ask, but you do.
Yeah. I don't even pop your fridge.
Yeah, I was like, go. What
type of shit you got in there?
I got.
I'll hold the handle. Yeah. I'll hold the handle. Yeah. We'll see. Sometimes there was nothing in there.
I got a little mini fridge like in the kitchen, like a little wine cooler.
Can they pop that fridge?
No, see, that's the problem. That's the real problem.
Oh,
the
shit.
I was having a guest over and shit. I got all I got my exotic pops in there. You know what I mean?
Exotic pops was imported from Mexico and shit?
Yeah, nigga, like.
You got them jarritos and shit? Yeah, jarritos?
Yeah. I look up motherfucking dream, my goddamn guava jarrito.
Hey, that's a special pack, too.
I said, Jenny, hey, get your ass out my. Hey, come on. Get your fucking friend out of my fridge. Yeah. What's the problem? Everything for everybody.
No.
You gotta ask.
Who made that rule?
Hey, you gotta ask. You know what I mean? Because this is shit I need for when y'all gone.
Get your lips off
I
the
I might
guava.
Have plans for that shit, you know?
Yeah. I got a vision for this one. That's, I know
you
know I'm
how you ever wake up, nigga, like from a nap middle of the day, pop you up on a cold pop, nigga? Mm. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Never, honestly.
I go for the water, man. I'm on my water.
Y'all niggas too healthy.
Yeah. Just on some, you know
what
I mean?
Y'all like 35 right now, right?
But God, make you thirsty, no?
30.
Wait, how old are you?
Huh? 25.
Remove the 5, please.
You're 28.
Oh, yeah.
You're 25?
I turned 29 this year.
I done got older on you niggas.
Yeah. Bro, I was looking at the time we was out in LA. I'm like, bro, I don't remember me being that young, but you and me, I'm like, this guy was really like a kid.
Yeah.
Was a baby. I don't remember that.
Let me tell y'all a story about that day, bro. That's we go twigs.
Yeah.
Boy, I was so fucking high.
Oh, yeah, you was with us. Yeah, you was off that strong pad.
Yeah, the 5 minutes, man.
The thing is, I smoked before I came.
Mm.
But I had been like moving and shaking and regging and shit because I had moved into the new apartment that weekend.
No energy yet, right? You had no power yet?
Yeah, but I was in Detroit, like right. I think I got back that day. Mm-hmm. We had filmed the do for less shit.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? And so I smoked some of my shit. I'm like, damn, cooked.
Damn.
Go to y'all shit. And nigga smoking. I'm like,
yeah, good to meet you in person.
He's like, yeah, you about to go to the concert. Then we go to the concert, nigga. And mind you, this is the day of Caesar Avenue that sound like God.
Oh, Daniel Caesar. Yeah, this is prime. This is like
this
the
is
first
fucking, this is Daniel Caesar moment. Yeah, I'm like,
before the cancellation.
I'm like, this nigga's crazy. But you know, it's bright lights, it's white. Yeah. I'm just standing there like, and every time I look at y'all niggas, y'all look at me like, this nigga fried.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm standing backwards.
You know, in your head, it'd be worse. I'm like,
I remember that day though. We was moving active, and it just so happened that Daniel Caesar was on his Fruity.
Yeah.
I never said the name out loud. Real
yeah, that's real real.
But he was on that fruity tip. And we're on the balcony. I just remember watching Daniel, and I was just like, in that moment, I said, yo, this nigga's going to be, like, one of the greatest superstars.
I'm like, I hope he doesn't say nothing crazy to people and, like, getting cancer for no reason or nothing like that.
Yeah. Regardless, man, you know what I mean? I knew he was about to be one of those, like Toronto legends. That's like, yo, this guy can sing. He's capable of making really good music.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the shit happened to him, whatever happened to him. But his last project he just put out, man, is amazing. And I'm trying to catch that tour again. Maybe we should all go again.
Yeah, that'd be a good little anniversary, man.
Anniversary trip.
We got to be off that pep, man.
Yeah,
we got to come back.
I'm going to just do some angel dust or something.
I'm cool, man. I'll just do it.
Just beats just floating, watching the fucking concert. I think it's levitating.
Keep off that dust.
Yeah, no, that we was off that path, but that was a time that was like 2017.
Damn,
2017.
Yeah, what a time, man. It's crazy how fast life moves, man. That
it
was
does.
5-6 years ago, man.
Damn.
7?
5.
6.
6.
Y'all niggas.
18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23.
I think it was 7.
17.
Oh, 17.
Yeah. But yeah, man. What, crazy time. Time
crazy
is flying,
man.
I always thought you were my age, though. I don't know why.
So, you know I'm
so
not
did I, yeah.
Yeah, I thought you were closer to my age.
I like right now today.
No. I knew you were younger than me.
Yeah, I knew you were younger, but at the same time, I always felt
you. You got that old soul, man.
Yeah,
that's why I was a little bit older and shit.
That's why I'm here.
Yeah, for sure, man. For sure.
How'd you pull this off, man? Take us through this real
please.
Quick.
Pull it up.
I need a backstory.
What's going on? You just look like you coasting.
You off that pack right here?
You off that 3K pack, right? You off that dust, huh?
I was doing a...
You were shaggy.
Y'all watch a... What's that shit called? Attack on Titan?
Mm-hmm. Attack on the Titan?
Probably a show, man.
Yeah.
You watch Attack on Titan?
Yeah.
So I was dressed as Armin.
Armin, yeah.
But I was just an Armin. So my, yeah, my nigga right here got me.
You be knowing that shit, man. Yeah,
I'm like, why are we pulling this shit?
I'm like, what's crazy? It's
pretty darn weird. Yeah. But I dressed as Armin for my birthday. I had a little house party. So I was DJing. I was just dressed as Armin. Everybody
That's
was
hilarious.
Very regular.
Let me see this motherfucker. Armin from who?
A-R-M-I-N.
Oh, Armin.
But yeah. A-O-T.
Yeah.
Oh, like A-O-T? Put your arm in it. Oh. Okay. A-O-T.
Yep.
Oh yeah, that's him.
That's me right there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, same person. Yeah.
But I was doing a subathon on Twitch, and I started it off with cooking, and niggas was like, "You gotta put that wig on." So I was like,
"Yeah,
do that bitch on."
Cook with a wig on.
I just fucking. I think I blanked out for a second. I forgot what I had to do.
Mm. It's distracting to cook in the costume.
Yeah. I got it. That shit kept getting in my fucking face while I was trying to make some eggs,
sweating and shit.
I was about to say, man, I'm glitching out a lot more in life. Like, I just, just stopped.
You're in the wrong universe.
Probably, man, that's what I'm trying to think about.
Like, you know, your Spider-Man shit.
Yeah, I literally just stop, and I'll just fucking coast for, like, 2 seconds. I'll come back and say, wait, what happened?
That's meditation, man.
Is it? Mm. I just text. Yeah, you're right. There I go again.
For sure.
There I go again, man.
You called that one. You forced that one.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did. You're right. What we cooking, man? That's another question we got.
Well, yeah, eats with Meech, man. Talk about it, man.
Y'all let me know.
Get in there.
Y'all so, we
said Sunday.
I made Jamaican beef patties the other day. I tried.
You made it?
Yeah.
Wow.
I made it. I didn't roll out the actual dough thin enough. But the food was good. It just wasn't, the patty was too thick.
Did you achieve the flakiness though? Like on the outside at least?
Yeah.
Wow.
What is it made of?
That's all you know, if you have it on top of your head.
Shit. There's no egg in it. It's just flour, water, like ice cold water, turmeric, and curry powder. That's how it's made. And I think like maybe some salt, and then you just slowly add in the cold water, like the ice, it's ice cold water. Like you slowly add that shit in, knead it up. That the turmeric and the curry give it the color though, and then you let it rest for like 30 minutes and roll it out.
Niggas really be more Jamaican than me. Man. I had no idea.
Nigga, but the fucking, the actual like ground beef is so much shit in there. I said this is crazy.
Really?
I've never made ground beef.
That's
like
why
that
certain
in
things
my
you just
life,
go to the source.
Bro. Like, then like browning, soy sauce. I don't know what the fuck are we doing here?
Damn.
Soy sauce.
I'm like, dog, this is crazy.
You gotta get a consistency right too though, man. Yeah. I don't like a wet patty.
No, it was
good. It gotta be a little wet.
It was,
yeah, it gotta be like a little wet. But I feel like Tanel's was too wet.
Yeah,
it'd be burning. It'd just be drink. You'd be drinking a patty, man.
Man,
it's good. It tastes good, man.
Yeah.
In Jamaica,
Yo, that's impressive, man. It looks like an empanada.
Is, so.
A little bit. Yeah, this is. I'd be proud of this.
The little beef drip on the side. Beef drip. Little beef drip.
Yeah, that turmeric leaking.
Yeah,
oh, that's impressive.
Yeah, would I be doing this shit? Would myself, I be trying to make shit? I'd be.
That's a patty for
sure. It'd be my first time making it. So that was my first time even trying to make that shit. Like, on camera, nigga.
I'm not sending me that.
Wow, you just decided to do it on camera. That's bold.
It is like a leap of faith when you, like, decide, all right, I'm going to try and make this shit. Yeah. Bro. You got to buy the ingredients and you got all the shit out and you start mixing it. That's when you get the heat sweat sometimes, man.
Because the first one I wrapped, that shit looked ridiculous. It was like a burrito.
Like a ball.
It was like a little sloppy burrito. Like, I threw too much filling inside. I tried to close it and it was spilling out everywhere. Nigga, it ain't got no fork marks. Nigga.
Yeah.
No second one was straight. Third and fourth. That one I did, that was like the fifth one.
Yeah.
So I already knew what the fuck I was getting myself into. But I had made a creme brulee for the first time. Just
see that's
off the love.
You need a good kitchen, man. Like a lab you can that's really just thing, try shit. Literally fucking make one, test
utensils
it on.
Utensils and shit. Cause they be saying
good night.
They be saying
grab the
bullshit.
Grab the pincer.
Yeah. You gotta need a big like attention at the top of the recipe. Like you need a fucking pincer.
Yeah.
Like not only do I need the ingredients, I need a list of the fucking tools.
Tools that I need.
Think about recipes though. This. You gotta read them shits through first.
Yeah, thoroughly.
Thoroughly. You can't just all right. Let me start from the top.
No, nigga.
I was watching this fucking TikTok. It's TikTok on how to make donuts, nigga. I was trying to make some donuts, and so you know you need yeast and shit like that.
Yeah.
And so it's like yeast you. Throw the water in there, let the yeast activate, and I think you add in your sugar, your salt, your flour, let that mix up. But the bitch said, all right, now we're gonna add all our other ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
and then the eggs. I already had the eggs in, nigga.
I'm like, it's on my plate. It's
swimming, nigga. Come on. And then the eggs. No, 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 no.
You sat. Oh, shit, you didn't, bitch. You didn't say I
should've. I'm like, God damn, nigga.
Yep,
bro, that's real.
And don't be trying to cut nothing while you cooking shit, man. Mm-hmm. Cut that all before.
Yeah, that's real,
that all,
man.
Because
real,
bro,
you need that.
They'll creep
you
up on you. Oh, yeah. Fuck, oh fuck,
yeah. Oh,
fuck.
Yeah.
Burning
yeah.
up. Yeah, I'm telling
when
you.
The chives fresh. Yeah, yeah. The chives good, nigga.
I was making some spaghetti the other day, nigga. I had forgot I had basil, and I'm like, oh. Nigga, I had the thing is, I made the spaghetti. I had to make the ground beef first so it could sit. You feel me? Yeah. I get real brown, nigga. I had. Threw them noodles in there, nigga, and forgot I was fucking supposed to make them fucking them ground beef. That shit was horrible.
Oh, yeah, it was spaghetti.
Yeah. It was good spaghetti, but nigga, that's that. Them noodles were sitting for another 10 minutes on a low heat. Oh, nigga. Yeah,
and the pasta noodle do you in too?
Yeah, not the noodle be tricky. Mm-hmm. I don't really do pasta.
Yeah, I suck at making noodles, man.
Yeah, I just don't. Do
I'm gonna
it,
get
man.
It together.
That's respectful.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. It'd be tripping me out when I see a new ingredient I never heard it was on dessert.
Yeah, like,
bro, this is in my store, mm-hmm. and niggas look at you crazy at the store. You got esophagus.
Yeah,
no. Yeah. I had to get some beef, the little beef cube, little beef flavor cube.
Oh, beef flavor cube,
like it's like beef stock, but it's
beef
cube.
Stock.
Yeah, it's
I ain't never heard of that.
It's in an orange pack.
Yeah, and I had to get some marjoram. Y'all got that shit? It's in y'all shit.
Marjoram,
margarine,
marjoram. Mirage jam, some shit.
Margin?
It's like it's like flaky though. It's like it's green. It's in y'all your shit.
Mm.
Like when I was trying to make Jamaican beef, Jamaican jerk chicken, nigga, that shit called for it.
Margin jam.
Margin jam, Mirage jam, some shit.
You saying?
Yeah, right? You in the store like, I got
Margin
jam. Y'all got Margin boo in your ass.
Yeah, man.
You know, you make a pour. You see a guy working his shelf and shit. You make him like leave a station. Like, take you all around the store with a little shit. I'm like,
the thing
bad,
is, it'd be the worst for that nigga confidence. He'll, no, that shit on aisle six. I'll take you to it. Mm-hmm. You get the aisle six. That nigga like, damn.
Yeah. Like, this is what I was doing, but it's not going to work. I tried the hands on the waist.
Nah, I looked up this. Holding up down his eye.
No, they be like, yeah.
But it's always like, when you ever like draw two of them out, or one go take you to the aisle and he
called.
I thought it was just, yo, watch the week out there.
Four niggas coming on.
I'm on the way. No, I'm here with my hands
on. Just trying to make a donut, nigga. It's all good.
Yeah, that's what you do. Pivot to the wing stop, man. I say, you know what? Who for got really? The ingredients already?
They do.
That's my thing. I don't got good pivot game cooking wise. So some shit go wrong, it's like we eating that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, I see the pros that whip out the shrimp. I'll do a shrimp thing then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's when you really know you could cook.
No dinner tonight.
I'll be lying. Yeah.
It just didn't happen tonight.
Or it tastes like shit. It's going to nourish our body.
Yeah. Your body not going to know. Yeah. The blood cells going to sell.
What y'all want to cook, though?
You just
you cook?
Make it a sandwich.
I do.
Y'all cook? Y'all cook?
Yeah.
Y'all got sandwich. Okay, this is, you know, when I usually had guests, I introduce one of my recipes to y'all. You know, mm-hmm. y'all can have it. Y'all keep that. You know what I mean? Y'all keep one of y'all recipes. Trade.
Y'all
got to figure out what y'all.
This is what I'm going to slide back? I'll probably slide back some type of salmon recipe. I do salmon pretty well.
Y'all got to come as a unit.
Oh, we come as a unit?
Yeah, this nigga is selfish.
Yeah, so that's my thing is, I love a good fucking lemon pasta, man. I learned that shit with the Parmesan. It's so fucking good, man. That's my shit, bitch.
Is it easy to make?
Yeah, easy, man.
Yeah, I like an easy.
You zest the lemon, you drop the yummy with the cream.
But you come in like,
you come at
Alfredo, like in the pot, like in the.
Yeah, I'm for sure.
Alfredo?
I'm coming with the jar for sure.
Nah, man. They don't.
I'm coming with the jar.
I gotta learn how to make good Alfredo.
Yeah, I've tried it before, but it's hard, man, to me. You gotta put like Parmesan in there, milk, all this other shit.
Yeah, you
this
gotta should keep
be bland. Stirring it. Yeah, like, stirring. Nah, fuck.
The shit out of the can be bland. Even when I add my own season on top, I'm like, it tastes like their shit. Mm. You know what I mean?
But what do you think? You thinking of that five? If we gotta make one dish, shit, man. You'd never go wrong with a burger, and you can do that so many ways.
You can elevate steak. The burger for sure.
Yeah, I'm not
I make
mad at
a
that.
Mean Caesar salad with a nice steak. You can do pasta, steak.
Mm-hmm. You ever did a chicken jerk Caesar?
No, that's not
crazy.
You ever
did jerk chicken mac?
All these things y'all saying sound crazy. That sound like what we should do. You made that before?
Yeah, man.
You made that before?
I saw him put him down and I just
You made that before?
Yeah.
Crazy. Okay, I've decided. We're doing jerk chicken mac. That sounds ridiculous. Yo, what the fuck does that mean?
If we can get
mac and cheese, you get that good cheese going.
I can get that. I come with the ingredients, nigga. Bag
out here?
Yeah, I figure it out.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know where to go for Jamaican ingredient. Jamaican drip out here.
Yeah, you wouldn't need a jerk. Yeah, actually, one time I was trying to find that shit out here. It's niggas are like, what is that?
What is that?
What is Jamaican?
You got to go to like H Mart and shit.
Yeah, I went to Jamaican. I don't know what that is, but I went to a Jamaican
like the
little
Asian
joint.
Little Mart.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, oh, shit, be having that Jamaican.
Yeah, you having everything. You seen it?
Yeah, we saw that. We did see it. Yeah, you can just go get it.
Yeah, that's right, nigga.
Yeah, we'll make it happen. But y'all see it on this. It's probably already out. When is ours dropping?
This is early October.
So we in October.
I'm holding my shit out until y'all drop y'all shit.
All right, so
maximum views.
You'll see that. You'll see what we did, man. We'll probably hit them with that jerk chicken, Matt, little Caesar salad on the side. Shit, man. You're lucky I don't do a kielbasa.
Was that again?
The Polish kielbasa.
Oh, yeah.
Poland made that, though. Yeah. All you got to do is put it on the fire. The Poland. Yeah, I'll take the walk back from Poland. To the cannabis.
Trust me. We're going to make it happen, though, man.
Poland going to make a sausage, man, and I got to respect that, man. Who the best sausage makers on this globe, Poland, man? They up there.
The Italians be doing it crazy because they put
spices and shit.
They put spices, but they ground different type of meats and then put it in the plastic sausage wrap.
Oh, really?
That's real.
So it's like, you ever see a sausage be made from scratch and then put it in the
looks like fucking poo.
The silk thing, and it literally looks like a condom sack, but they fill it with that. But it'll be different. It'll be like lamb, fucking pork, and they ain't gonna do chicken in there, but lamb, pork, and chives, and put it in the glizzy and say this that type of glizzy.
And they wrap it in the fucking film shit.
Yeah, it's like it's really like making fucking like a cake.
You ever fry a sausage?
No, you
on a pan.
Heating them up.
No,
on a pan.
No. I never
like in oil, like deep fried.
Deep fried.
Oh, deep fried.
Deep fried.
No, you freaky.
And I saw. I feel never
like
it
welt up too much.
I saw it on TikTok.
It welt
up
too
much oil in it, so I would rather like barbecue.
It
get looked them
good
all
though,
out.
Bro. Look, when she did it, it looked good. I ain't gonna lie.
Sausage
gonna
pop. Yeah.
Yeah, she was
she
black.
Did it.
She, okay,
black lady.
That's what he's about to.
I'm running. I'll check it out. Also, I'll fuck around and make a pizza.
Yeah, you can't.
It's not like some regular show. You are gonna have to make that pizza from
elevated
scratch.
Elevated pizza,
nigga.
No, yeah.
Huh? I'll make dough from scratch.
You hitting this?
Yeah,
you can do that.
You're not gonna fucking do that.
Nigga. Dough from scratch is easy.
This ain't one of them shows you just bring it pre-made.
We get dough from pizza from Trader Joe's, man.
You can.
That is exotic dough.
Yeah,
man.
You know what I'm saying.
All you gotta do is let the dough rest. To
you
make dough
make
from scratch.
Dough,
yeah,
bro, you don't know how to make dough.
Yeah, man.
You're not giving me dough, nigga.
Watch this.
Yeah, I'm not. Anything with dough, I'm like, I don't do that.
You remember when I used to make that banana bread and the
I
egg
never,
bread?
I can't imagine you with a fucking measuring cup.
Banana bread?
And the egg bread.
Egg
bread and it was twisted.
Yeah, at school and shit.
Yeah. That's fresh. That's from scratch.
Yeah, I made that. Yeah, we got instructions.
Yeah. That's just easy. I'll tell you. Yeah.
Say that.
Put a little.
Yeah, I did not get that.
A little braided bread.
It's like a little sheet like this. You put it over the bowl. Leave the bowl alone.
I have no idea what I'm making.
I do like bread science, man.
The bread is crazy. I'll say that. You can't do too much.
Activate. I love when they hear it.
Yeah.
Activate the
yeast.
They get activate that bowl, man.
Don't rise up. When it don't rise.
When the yeast go to bed.
Yeah.
Bad
yeast. I'm putting it down bad. Yeah,
you don't want a yeast infection either.
Now that's something
else. Is that the same yeast?
No, I ain't saying yeast.
It's two different yeast.
Nah, man. I think so. I don't think they sample it. They taking the yeast out. Bitches draws.
Who got an infection? We making bread.
That was shorties, right?
This is exactly what we've been waiting for.
You remember when niggas says finna get yeasty?
Mm-hmm. I think we said that.
Yeasty. Yeah. I'm bringing it back now. It's funny to get yeasty.
What?
It's funny to get yeasty.
I know what you're saying. Where is it?
Like, we going to rise. Yeah, we're bringing it back, man.
We off that yeast pack, man. We rising up, man. Listen, man, we got a red hot ring cam of the week, man. Sponsored by Sheldon.
Yeah.
Yep. It's Sponsored by Sheldon.
Let's see what we got
Sheldon
here,
Sebastro is the funniest name too, man.
Sheldon Sebastro?
When Jermaine called you Sebastro on it.
Oh yeah.
He shit himself.
You gotta be fucking kidding me.
Oh my god. No way.
Seriously? Come on, shit brick.
Who fucking shit? Man. That's the name of the dog?
Come inside. Come on. I don't know, Dad did it again.
Again. He's not a skit, man.
You think so?
Yeah. He's fucking drunk.
His dog is named Shitbrick. I was just
And Dad did it again.
I don't think his dog is named Shitbrick. But I think he just, you know how white people be sometimes.
Yeah, they be.
Nah, that nigga,
come on, squirt.
That nigga said, Dad did it again.
Nah.
I sneeze shit. That nigga got a name for it.
Nah.
I sneeze straight.
Bro, if you have to shit that bad, you're not chilling outside like that.
Yeah, right.
If you're on the dog, come on, shit, bro.
Yeah, I'm at my house.
Well, maybe he let the dog
come
out
on,
the
man.
Shit. The dog finna do his own thing.
Really nice. Sometimes I'm like, yo, Tui, who needs to go worse?
Yeah,
me or you. Sometimes it's me. I'm like, you going to...
Because, you know, after you shit, you might want to do some other things. God, you might want to relax there for a minute. You know, you know what I'm saying?
Bro, starting a dog's day actually takes up more time than I thought, bro. Yeah. You need 45 minutes.
Oh yeah.
Wake up, throw him on, take him for a walk, come back. Feed him up, then he want to grab a toy and shit. Mm-hmm. And then by the time you get to your shit for real, it's like, yo, 45 minutes.
For sure.
Fuck all that. Brooklyn, quick in out. I fuck with you later, man.
That's why you got detachment issues.
Yeah,
anxiety and shit.
Yeah, nah, I fucked that nigga childhood up. But he's great, no, man. He got friends.
Let him tell it,
bro. People literally come over and says, "Where is he?" Oh, he's at his friend's crib.
What?
Like he'll be
at his boy's house.
Yeah, like, he has
why a nigga look at me like this?
Delete that.
Hey, yo, help me.
Nigga, I close the door in there. I said, Sean, he's yours. He's too attached, man. I'm like, bro, you don't got to be like
what
that.
What kind of dog is it?
Cavapoo.
I don't know what that is.
King Cavalier in a pool?
In a poodle, but it's just...
That's
a brown joint.
Yeah, they companions, though.
He has Nala. They have a next pet.
Who the fuck is Nala?
It's my cat.
Cats and dogs ain't the same.
They good,
person,
these
though,
two?
They locked in, though.
These two, they can play together. It's just,
she's literally in this picture beside
him. Yeah, she always shows with him. He just looked a little worried.
Fair enough.
Yeah. You send that to the group.
Yeah, he sure. Looked a little worried, man. But we going to get up out of here and get that Scottish Fold pack.
Yo, man.
Yeah. What?
Trust me. That's what we need.
Listen, man, what a wholesome episode we have on our hands, man.
Yeah.
It's been a great time hanging out with y'all on this extended episode. A little treat for the people, man. Amen.
Oh.
I got to fix this button, man.
Yeah, we got to figure something out.
Listen, man, y'all know what y'all need to do, man,
I'm
to push
Mexico.
The program, man. Help us push our agenda.
Wait, what?
The random order agenda, man. Share with your peoples, man. Jump in them yamets, man. Juice that algorithm up real good, man. Hit that bell on me, man.
Yeah.
You know, Apple Podcasts and Spotify, we always like a good little 5-star rate. We ain't asking for too much.
I ain't asking for too much,
even
baby.
If you did it 7 times.
Ain't.
What's the 8th comment?
What's the 8th?
Man. Real rap, man.
Make 2 accounts.
Okay, let me take over.
Yeah.
I ain't in frame.
Oh, yeah, you should be in your
frame. Oh, yeah,
we'll use your
camera.
Let me
see that.
Oh, yeah.
There it is.
This episode has been brought to you by You Matter by Demetrius Harmon.
Drop it, man.
Yes,
let him know. Go
you
ahead.
You know what I mean? If you like things and things having them, shit, we having them as well. You might as well come get some.
We got things.
You know what I mean? And if you like eats, shit, you came to the right meats because we just Eats for Meats episode dropping today.
We dropping the album same day, man. 50 Cent and Kanye West.
Business,
if you know,
business,
you know.
Nigga. You know what I mean? Yeah. So. You know, you might as well get a double feature going on. Get you some popcorn, a little lady, or a little nigga. You know what I mean? However you rock it. And just cuddle up. Get you what? This is about like 1:30?
Yeah, it was about 1:30.
All right, so it's going to be 30 minutes on the cooking show. So you got you 2 hours.
You got you 2 hours,
it's a feature
man.
Film. You fucking
you locked in.
Fuck around and be an Oppenheimer.
Damn, that's mad respect.
Shout out Christopher Nolan.
Nobody blowing shit up like him.
Oh yeah, real rap, man. We off that Oppenheimer pack.
Yeah, I'm about to go be a Barbie girl tonight. I gotta watch that before I get out of theaters.
Barbie,
it's gonna come to the crib for free,
pretty
man.
Straight, it's pretty
you
straight.
Might as well wait.
Shit.
Hey,
real rap, man. Yo, lead the people with something inspiring, man. Maybe people, nigga, don't know he want to cook, man. It's late. He feeling bad because He don't know how to throw down in the kitchen, man. He a fella, man. You feel like he can't do nothing, man.
That's
yeast,
a lot
what's
worse
that?
Shit you can't throw down in. Shit, you can't throw down in the kitchen, throw down in that bedroom. You know what I mean?
That's advice,
figure
man.
It out. But shit, if you can throw down the kitchen and the bedroom, shit.
You in a good place.
Fucking double threat, nigga. You fucking gonna come down there. LeBron James, they don't know if you gonna drive downhill or pass it, nigga. You feel me?
What a note to end on, man.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.